This is Piedmont Arts. I'm Rachel Stewart. In a fast-growing place like the Charlotte region, it's no surprise that the cultural offerings in the area are also expanding. On this week's episode, I speak to representatives from two of our newer arts organizations. Charlotte Chamber Choir, which is only 3 years old, has a concert of British music coming up on November 24th at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Charlotte. We'll hear from their artistic director in just a few minutes. But first, let's head to the Kane Center for the Arts in Cornelius. The Kane Center is a new 32,000-square-foot facility that houses a 400-seat performance hall, a gallery area, classrooms, and a dance studio. Since opening in 2023, the center has been bustling, hosting an impressive number of performances and offering numerous learning and social opportunities centered on the arts. On November 12th, they'll open an exhibit in their main gallery called Generations, highlighting Indigenous peoples, cultures, and artwork. The exhibit features creations by Indigenous people from this part of the South, and the Kane Center is partnering for the first time with the Melungeon Heritage Association, the Catawba Cultural Center, and Brooke Gibbons to curate the exhibit. Simone Elbey is Kane's Director of Visual Arts and Education, and she says they wanted to take a different approach with this exhibit.
What if we do something that is just centered in a non-traditional, not-so-fine art way for visual arts? And I'm like, we need to do this. This is the opportunity for us to give brown and marginalized people the opportunity to have a platform, but not just to have a platform, to also have the opportunity to share their story without the narrative being controlled. And I believe that that's what we're doing in this exhibit. We are giving them the mic for their opportunity of representation.
Elbey believes this is key to the exhibit and sets it apart.
When you have a people, a community who have experienced so much and their story has been told in this way, in that way, and from this perspective, in that perspective, you want to give them the opportunity to tell it from their vantage point. And you also want them to give whatever they have learned from their ancestors and whatever they have learned from their history and showing it the way that they were told to show it. So you'll see a lot of traditional work that is put together in a way that may not look exactly like a fine artist or may not look exactly like what we believe it should look like, but it's a way that they have been told their story, and so they're sharing it with us. And I think that that is very brave.
Can you give examples of things that might be seen in this exhibit where somebody might come in sort of with our traditional notion of what art is, mm-hmm. and they may see something that's a little different from that?
We have a Catawba men's group that will actually be doing traditional drums. So you'll see the traditions speak and show up in these different forms of art. You'll see handcrafted books written by Indigenous artists where they were telling the story and passing it along because they didn't want to lose the story when they weren't here anymore. And you'll see jewelry, you'll see earrings by artists who have created and made the earrings themselves.
In addition to the exhibit itself, there will be opportunities for learning and education. For example, you can attend a film screening later this month.
Duality, a collection of Afro-Indigenous perspectives, is a award-winning film from Kimberly M. Knight, who is the representative of Black Indians NC, and then Frederick D. Murphy, who is the director for History Before Us. And those two came together to create a documentary that showcased the collaboration and the intersectionality of African-American people and Indigenous people and how those two crossed in their experiences becoming who they are and who we are as people. So you have this cross-intersectionality that is documenting both sides of those tales, and then showing how it became its own story. And that's on November 21st at 6:30. It's a one-hour film. There'll be question and answers at the end of it to ask the directors. But this is free. And we made sure that this was an accessible opportunity for the community to come learn. And I think that's important.
There will be other special events connected to the exhibit as well. You can find out more at canearts.org. Generations will showcase the art of the Catawba Nation, Cherokee, Chamorro diaspora, people of Melungeon heritage, Gullah, Lumbee, and more. The exhibit will be open November 12th through January 11th. And again, details are available at canearts.org. One of Charlotte's newest choral groups is Charlotte Chamber Choir, now in their third year. They are a semi-professional ensemble, and they will be performing a concert called Music of the British Isles on Sunday, November 24th at 3:30 at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Charlotte. Matt Wetmore is the artistic director and founder of the group. He earned a bachelor's in music at East Carolina University and went on to study composition and choral conducting at the University of Louisville. He credits his grad school days with igniting his passion for choral music and his desire to be a part of the choral music world. Matt was born and raised in the Queen City, and after a few years in Louisville, he decided it was time to come home.
I had always wanted to come back to Charlotte. I love this city, and it was very important to me to come back, and then once I did, to start something in the musical realm, in the artistic realm, as part of the artistic community of the city. So literally, I got back on July 9th, 2022. And on July 10th, 2022, I started getting in touch with people that I had known here, start to try to work those contacts and find singers for the group.
Did you find that there was a sort of a hole to plug in the choral scene here?
To an extent. I mean, part of this was also learning what other excellent ensembles are already out there. You know, as an artistic director, like for that specific function, part of that is being able to do specific works that I really wanted to do. And so it was an opportunity to do that. I don't know if we fill any sort of like niche that wasn't already here. We're just trying to be a top level group alongside many other top level groups. One thing I do want to do that I haven't really seen is the kind of larger scale works in full. So if you think like Palestrina, Misa Pape Marcelli, or Rheinberger, Mass in E flat, something like that, you can find groups that'll do a movement from that or an excerpt from that. But I am hoping to build Charlotte Chamber Choir to the point where we can do a full mass and we can do concerts like that, a little more leaning in the direction of like what an orchestra would do, you know, large scale, full works, alongside many of those other wonderful choral pieces that are just one-off pieces.
And you are a cappella right now with most of what you do, I guess, maybe all of what you do. Mm-hmm. How many voices do you have?
We've got about 20 right now, which is it's a decent size. We've been as little as 11. So 20, I'm much happier to be at 20. I'm hoping to get into the mid 20s and low 30s. I do want to stay as a chamber choir size, which doesn't really have a strict definition, but you know, in that realm to be pretty trim and pretty spry with the sound we're able to make.
Well, tell us about this program that is coming up on November 24th. It's called Music of the British Isles.
You know, I sat down over the summer to start to program the year, and just all of the pieces that I really wanted to do, having built the group to where it is now, we're able to do a little bit more this year than we were able to in the previous two seasons. I started realizing that they could kind of be grouped geographically. So all three of our concerts for this season are geographically based. In the summer, we're going to do music from America, from the United States. And in March, we're going to be doing music from the Baltics and Scandinavia. But for this November concert, we are starting out with music from the British Isles. And I probably don't even need to say there's such a great choral tradition, such a great musical tradition out of the British Isles. And I was actually looking well after I finished programming the concert and realized, oh, I actually do have at least one composer from every part of the British Isles. So it's like, oh, it actually is really comprehensive. That's nice that I did that accidentally. Mm-hmm. But we have English, Irish, Scottish, and even a Welsh composer on the program. We've got Charles Wood and Stanford and Holst from the turn of the century. We've got some more contemporary compositions. James McMillan, who's a really interesting composer. I feel like every piece that I do of his just has some little interesting twist to it. So we're doing his piece called The Gallant Weaver. It's got this very interesting three-part soprano thing that kind of echoes this melody throughout it. And then Paul Mellor is the other more contemporary composer. We're doing two of his four madrigals on rose texts. And then we stretch also back to the Renaissance. We've got some good old Thomas Tallis that we're going to be doing, John Shepherd, we've got Ferrant. So I really try to do that. I try to span time periods as much as I can. Initially, we were doing almost entirely like Renaissance through the Romantic, and that wasn't really necessarily because I wanted to do only those pieces, but because those pieces are free. So as a brand new ensemble, I can get those public domain things for free. Luckily, now we have a little bit of funding that we can actually purchase sheet music.
Matt Wetmore, Artistic Director and founder of Charlotte Chamber Choir. Their concert, Music of the British Isles, is coming up Sunday, November 24th at 3:30 p.m. at St. Martin's Episcopal Church. Speaking of the ability to purchase sheet music, that concert is free, but donations are welcome. You can find out more at their Facebook page. And by the way, Matt hopes to include one of those large-scale choral works he mentioned in next year's repertoire. He doesn't know what it will be just yet, so we'll have to keep an ear out. Let's go out with a little bit of The Gallant Weaver by James McMillan, one of the works on the Charlotte Chamber Choir program Matt described earlier. For Piedmont Arts, I'm Rachel Stewart.